You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
What if I told you that your life could be so rooted in God that no matter what comes, what bad news, financial stress, or times of confusion, you remain steady, joyful, and even generous? Psalm 112 gives us a roadmap to that kind of life. Welcome back, friends. I'm so glad you're here. In this episode, we're looking at Psalm 112, a psalm that shows us what it looks like to live a life built on faith and obedience to God. But I encourage you, after this episode is over, go back and read Psalm 112 on your own and dig in. Psalm 112 starts in verse 1 and 2, and it says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commandments. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed." This psalm opens with worship and this powerful statement that the person who fears the Lord and delights in His word will be blessed. Not in a shallow, temporary way, but with a richness that reaches beyond their own lifetime into eternity. Their love for God shapes how they live, and that leaves a beautiful legacy. When you live for God and in awe of God, it affects how you make decisions, how we raise our children, and how your life tells the story of your faith. This kind of blessing runs deep and stretches long across generations and generations. And then verse 3 and 4 say, "Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous." And this section reminds us that God's blessing is not always about material things. It is about character. Yes, wealth will come and it will also go, but the real treasure is that righteousness that never fades. Life gets dark sometimes and we have unexpected loss. We have personal struggles and we all have problems, but the upright remain standing and they shine. Why? Because they're grounded in grace and compassion, because their foundation is built on the rock of Christ Jesus. Their light doesn't come from their circumstances. It comes from God. It comes from the God that they reflect to others. And this is the kind of spiritual wealth that leaves a mark and shines a bright light to others. Verses 5 and 6, "Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever." There is something very powerful about living generously and fairly. These verses talk about, they highlight a person whose life choices are shaped by justice and that they live with an open hand. They don't cling to possession or power. They steward them. And because of that, their lives are unshakable. They're remembered not for their titles, but for their integrity. When you live God's way, you're not building a sandcastle. You're laying a foundation that even storms can't destroy. Verses 7 and 8 say, "They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. And in the end, they will look in triumph on their foes." This might be the most relatable part of the psalm because we all face moments of bad news, right? But the righteous don't panic. They don't spiral. They trust. And I wish I could say, I never spiral, I never panic, and I always trust. But the truth is, we don't always get it right. But our hearts should be steadfast. And that's not natural. It's supernatural. It's only done through Christ and the power of God. Their peace isn't because everything's fine. Their peace is not because there's no war. It's because their faith is firm. And in the end, they rise, not in arrogance, but in a quiet confidence that God's justice will prevail. This is the kind of peace that the world cannot offer, but the Word promises. Let me stop for a minute and say this. The righteous in Psalm 112, they're not perfect people. They are people in right standing with God. Righteousness is not something we earn because we do everything correctly or because we check off all of our religious checklist. It's something we receive through faith in Christ. In the Old Testament, righteousness was tied to trusting God and walking in his ways. But in the New Testament, we see this fulfilled in Jesus. He is our righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that when we put our faith in him, we are made right with God. And from that place of grace, we begin to live out righteousness, acting justly, loving mercy, and walking humbly with our God. It's a life rooted in relationship. It's not about the performance. Verse 9 says, they have freely scattered their gift to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The righteous don't just give, they scatter their gifts. That means they're not calculated or cautious with their generosity. They bless freely, generously, and joyfully. Their lives echo God's heart, one that notices the poor and responds. And God honors that. Their horn, which is a symbol of strength and influence, is lifted not by people, but by the Lord. This is how you live a life of purpose and impact, by giving freely, because it proves to the world that you trust fully. And verse 10 finishes, the wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will become nothing. Now, this final verse changes the channel a little bit, and we see this very sobering contrast. While the righteous stand tall, the wicked are frustrated and they're angry and ultimately left empty. The wicked don't just fail. They see the success of the godly and feel deep inner torment. Why? Because their desires are rooted in themselves and not in God. It's a reminder that chasing life apart from God may look shiny and perfect for a while, but it leads to brokenness. And in the end, only what's rooted in God's righteousness remains. I was talking to a friend this week about something the Bible says that really stuck with both of us. In 1 Corinthians 3, it says that one day everything we built, our words, our actions, and our choices will be tested by fire. And everything that doesn't glorify God, it will burn up. That sounds really intense, right? But there's hope, because for believers, that fire isn't meant to destroy. It is a refiner's fire. It purifies, not punishes. It reveals what was built on Christ and what was just fluff and hay. This Psalm 112 is a picture of a life that passes that test, a life marked by reverence, generosity, peace, and integrity. It's a life that shines even in the dark. And the good news, you don't have to build that life on your own. You just have to root yourself in Jesus and let him grow that righteousness in you. So let's be people that live for what lasts. Let's scatter kindness and generosity, walk in trust, and live lives that bring God glory for today and for generations to come. Thanks for listening, friend of God. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?